The Fricks are in the chairs this morning. First of all, Brian Frick, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
If I was any better, I'd be a Frick.
Perfect. Perfect.
I got to wondering yesterday, if you had to guess, how many Fricks are there in Yankton? If you had to guess.
I'd say close to, man, there's got, well, counting the new grandchildren, there's got to be 50 or better.
All right, I was going to say a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Somebody should do, just the census should do an official count sometime.
Yes.
Well, 41 years you've been with the Yankton Fire Department, huh?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. When you started, did you ever think it was going to be that long?
You know, not really. But I there's a lot of family traditions, so, you know, that thought of, you know, being on a long time was kind of there, I guess.
Do you have a number in mind? We're going for 50 years, nine more?
Well, we have to retire when at our 66th birthday, we have to leave. So that number.
You can get a fake ID or something.
Yeah.
Though, right?
Yeah. At one time, there was one gentleman on the department back when I first got on that he ended up with 38 years. So that was always my goal to beat that. And then when we changed the age from 60 to 65 or 66, then it's kind of a new goal for me there.
Well, thanks and congrats. And as long as I'm handing out congrats on that new grandchild, you want to do a little grandpa bragging here on the radio?
Yes. Both Reed and Becky had a little baby girl, Sage Lee Swatsky. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
And how old now?
She's 5 months old now.
Oh, and you said her personality is just starting to emerge.
It is. That smiles are coming all the time now. Yeah. She's just can't wait to wear a gazelle uniform and, be a great person.
Maybe someday on the Yankton Fire Department.
Yes, you never know. I'm trying to get some, thought maybe my daughter might have a little desire, but her and her PA, she's pretty busy all the time, so it's kind of tough.
We should count the number of Fricks in the fire department because there's another one here with us, Tyler. Good morning, Tyler.
Morning, Jeff.
New captain, huh?
Yes, yep.
How's that suiting you?
It's good so far, yep. Still stepping into the role a little bit, but excited.
You have not been on the department for 41 years. How long have you been on?
No, I've been on Yankton's for 5 years. Before that, I was up in Brookings and on their fire department for another five years.
And Brian is uncle to you, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
When you're not serving the fire department, what keeps you busy in life? What do you do?
Oh, well, I work out at Truck Trailer in town here, and then I like to golf, hunt, fish.
So when you're at Truck and Trailer and you want to golf and you have to go to the boss and ask for permission, who do you go to?
Well, I guess I am one of the new bosses out there, but Dan Hatchesky, he's my partner out there now. So.
And things are going well for you out there?
Yep. Good. Yep. Everything got a lot better as soon as we kicked my dad out the first of the year. Just kidding.
Do you want me to cut that out of this interview? Do you want me to leave that in? What do you want me to do with that? Man.
We're just trying to keep his dad away from the place. He's hard to retire.
Yeah. What does a captain do for the fire department? When you are named captain, what does that mean now?
You get a lot more responsibility. So one thing that fairly new with the department, but you help relieve Tim and Daniel on call duty so that they're not on call 24/7. So we take shifts. We help them take shifts so that they can have a little family time and not worry about being in town constantly. Another thing, when the bell does ring, you can help take charge, run the scene, help give out commands, make sure everyone's safe on scene.
So how many captains are there? I will challenge the two of you. I wrote down from the website who is listed as captain, and hopefully it's up to speed. So as a team Frick challenge, can you name the captains at the Yankton Fire Department? And we won't feel bad if you can't get them all.
Sure. Tim Bender?
Yes.
John Kraft?
Yes.
Okay. Brian Frick's first assistant chief?
Yes.
Okay. Adam Frick?
You're doing really well.
Brad Mosier?
Yes.
Yep. And Casey Hofer?
According to my account, you have three left. Well, we'll take you off the list because you know you. So now we're down to two, according to my list.
Cole Blum.
Now we're down to one. And he's legendary. He's been around for a long time. And he's going to be very, very upset with the two of you.
Daniel Brendabaugh? No, he used to be.
Is it him that has that famous chicken place in Meckling?
Oh, Toby Wall. He actually just retired.
Yes, he did retire, so he's no longer on that
list.
Well,
then I give you a pass on that.
That's actually who spoke. Yeah.
I went to your website, yanktonfd.com, which I really enjoyed going there. There's a lot of good information there.
Yeah.
Well, good job. What about a firefighter that's not a captain? How often are they on call, on duty? Do they have shifts? Do you have a calendar? How do you do that?
Well, the guys that are, as far as on call, I mean, you're always on call.
Everybody's on call if available.
Yes, correct.
Yep, okay. As long as you're available. That's why we have almost 45 guys. I mean, we're blessed to have enough guys that are dedicated enough to take the life and dedicate it towards that and be available as often as possible.
Brian, what has it meant to you to be on this fire department, to be a part of this camaraderie and crew, and to be there for Yankton for over four decades now?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of tradition in my family, so that means a lot. And then now that I retired actually from the city, I probably spend more time now at the fire station than I ever have, mainly be just because I love it. And I love to see my nephews coming up, and we just had two new Charlie Stevenson, my nephews, just got on here recently, and Diego, and I can't remember Diego's last name.
Molinado.
Yeah, Molinado. So it's fun to see the new people come in and to help train those and set them up.
Tons of pride, I bet.
Yes, very much so.
And you, Tyler, must be very proud to be a part of it and continue the tradition.
Yes, I am.
What would you say to a homeowner out there? Some advice from the Yankton Fire Department. I mean, it could be anything, batteries in the smoke detectors, escape plan, but what do people need to do a better job of in protecting their homes from your eyes?
Obviously, yes, smoke detectors are huge. That's your first sign in the middle of the night. But just be aware of where you're putting, say, space heaters or candles. If you're going to use a candle, blow it out if you're going to leave the house.
Remember those tot finders, Brian, those stickers that used to go in windows?
In the windows, yep.
Do they do that anymore?
No, they don't do that no more. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you've heard Tim say now the big push is shut your door when you go to bed at night. So, you know, we're trained as far as when it comes to search in a home, you know, we're kind of trained to look for the bedroom, you know. So you hate to put a sticker there because it doesn't necessarily mean anything anymore. Maybe there's somebody there, maybe there's not. So we do train, you know, for searching, you know, looking for that, know the traditional house where the bedrooms might be set up. And so that's where probably we're usually where we go first.
Ooh, I thought of another good one. Dryer lint. That's a big thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big to clean your dryer vents out at least once a year. It's crazy how much stuff gets built up in there, especially if there's a lot of turns. It's a long run. Yeah.
Well, what a pleasure to visit with you guys. As always, sincere thanks for your service. And it's what a great family tradition. Good to have the Fricks on the radio. And Brian, 41 years, I applaud you. And Tyler, congrats on that new captain designation.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Keep us safe out there.
All right. Thank you.